With Christmas come and gone, and coming up is New Year's. This is the holiday week for around the world, but this is also kind of a holiday theme for Major League Baseball, as a lot of transactions and stuff, big name transactions, has happened within this week, this time span from the beginning of December towards middle of late December towards the coming into the new year. There's always something going to be happening for Major League Baseball, and this podcast, we're going to talk about some of the big keys and moves that have happened in Major League Baseball history. But first, go ahead and check out The Stat, your source for sports news, scores, highlights, and stats. Sports media that gives you a voice. The Stat, that's on Twitter. I'll put the link in their Twitter link into the description down below. So go ahead, vote in their polls. Take a look at all of their stats they go give out. They always cover some breaking news as well, and they also voice their opinion. So that's a good stat, so go ahead and check them out. But as always, I'm Kramer Sands, and you're listening to the MLB Roundup Edition. So let's get into some notable transactions. If you want to start off with something very notable and something big, Reggie Jackson to the A's on December 24th of 1986. Reggie Jackson and a Christmas gift on Christmas Eve to the Oakland A's in his 1987 career. Jackson only hit 15 home runs and 374 plate appearances in his final at-bat of his career. He singled off White Sox Bobby Thigpen in the eighth inning of Oakland's 5-2 loss on October 4th. A great year, a great, great year, season, career for Reggie Jackson as he ended his career in Oakland. The Padres send Ken Committee Steve Finley to the Astros as part of a 12-player trade to get Derek Bell, goes to San Diego on December 28th of 1994. Ricky Henderson to the Padres on December 29th of 1995. A very big active team is the San Diego Padres on a pretty much the Christmas weekend, the holiday weekend, the anything you want to call it. Kenny Rogers to the Yankees on December 30th of 1995. Yankees signed Rogers to a 4-year, $20 million contract just before the calendar flipped on 1996. Getting the left-hander who had just earned his first All-Star selection, posting a 3.38 ERA and 31 starts for the Rangers in 95. But Rogers struggled with New York, posting a 5.11 ERA and nearly a walk for every strikeout from 1996 to 97. So it really wasn't a big key signing for the Yankees on getting Kenny Rogers. There's Tigers trade Luis Gonzalez to the D-backs on December 28th of 1998. As a few years later, Luis Gonzalez helped the D-backs make it into the World Series and win that World Series. On December 24th of 2006, Jeff Suppan was going to the Brewers. Suppan coming off of a strong 2006 second half, posting a 2.39 ERA and 15 starts in the Cardinals, as he also won the World Series with the Cardinals, so the Brewers were trying to help him on that. Really didn't do too much in Milwaukee with a 4.78 ERA. Barry Zito to the Giants on December 28th of 2006. The Giants signed Zito after for a pitching contract that was $126 million over 7 years, which is the largest pitching contract ever. Zito only posted a 4.62 ERA over 7 seasons in San Francisco, but came up big in 2012 postseason when the Giants facing a 3-1 NLCS deficit against the Cardinals, coming back and winning. They also come back and won the World Series that year. The A's trade Andrew Bailey to the Red Sox for Josh Reddick as he goes to Oakland. That was on December 28th of 2011. With the departing of closer with Jonathan Papelbon from the Red Sox, they wanted Andrew Bailey. Andrew Bailey didn't really give them that need of what they wanted. Ryan Sweeney also went to the A's as well with Josh Reddick and Raul Alcarta, but Josh Reddick out of this deal was the very big standpoint out there, because Josh Reddick had a great, great year in Oakland with over 32 home runs that season. But after that, really hasn't hit that stride of home runs. Now he is on the Houston Astros organization. On December 24th of 2015, so it's one of the most recent ones, Daniel Murphy to the Washington Nationals. Coming off of an incredible performance for the Mets, Murphy signed a 3-year, $37.5 million deal with the Nationals on Christmas Eve. That was the year that Murphy kept hitting home runs in the postseason, but they fell short to the Kansas City Royals. Scott Kazmir to the Dodgers on December 30th of 2015. Scott Kazmir signed a 3-year, $48 million contract with the Dodgers, but really didn't have a lot of success in LA with a 4.56 ERA and has a hip injury that missed the entire 2017 season. And then Dodgers traded Kazmir along with Adrian Gonzalez, Brandon McCarthy, and Charlie Kluberson to the and cash to the Braves on December 16th in exchange for outfielder Matt Kemp. So the December 16th, kind of a little bit of a holiday, a little bit of a treat for the Dodgers there because you should notice what happened with Matt Kemp. Mike Napoli to the Rangers on December 29th of 2016. Napoli would officially sign with the Rangers for his third stint in Texas on February 16, 2017, but it was late in December that the two sides closed in on a deal. As Mike Napoli has recently just retired for Major League Baseball, but in that season he had 29 home runs in 124 games. He is a retiree in Major League Baseball. So those were some of the big names going from Reggie Jackson to Ricky Henderson, all the way to Daniel Murphy, Barry Zito, and also Scott Kazmir and Mike Napoli. Those are some big names in Major League Baseball that have been dealt, have been signed, have been traded on the Christmas cusp of the eve into the middle parts of waiting that time to where we're having a new year. So thank you for listening to this special edition on the notable signings that have happened around this time in the past years. As always, I'm Kramer Santone, and you have a wonderful day.